Hello, I hope you are in good shape. To meditate with me today, you need to start by lying down on your bed or on a mat in a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Make yourself as comfortable as possible and make sure you do not get cold. Spread your arms and legs a little and close your eyes. Now that you are settled, keep your eyes closed and wiggle your toes a little. There you go. Stop. Now listen to the sensations in your toes. Now wiggle your fingers a little as if you were playing the piano. Very good. Stop. Listen to the sensations. Now, under your closed eyelids, move your eyes gently in all directions to the right, to the left, up, down, sideways. Move your eyes well, but keep them closed and your body still. Then stop and observe the sensations in your eyes. Now, try not to move during the entire meditation. You know, it is by remaining still that you will be able to enter the world of meditation and probably take a pleasant inner journey. Now, imagine that you are having a dream. You are on a beach in the summer. The weather is nice and there are big rocks on the beach. You are playing on the rocks. It is nice. You are comfortable. The weather is very nice. And suddenly, while you are playing, you see something extraordinary that only exists in dreams. A mermaid is lying on a rock. Her long fish tail is dipping into the seawater. She looks at you smiling. You can't believe it. She is very beautiful, blonde, with very long hair. You approach her and you see that her eyes are as beautiful as the sea. She says to you, "Do you want to come with me to discover the treasures under the sea?" Be confident, you are safe. I have a magical power and you will be able to breathe freely underwater. And if you don't know how to swim, you'll hold on to me and you'll see with me, you'll swim easily. Then she adds, "Don't worry, I'm a nice mermaid. My mission is to make children dream and help them discover the treasures under the sea. You think about it for a while and finally you make your choice. You trust her powers and you agree to follow the mermaid. She offers to hold your hand at first and she holds out hers to you. You take her hand and she dives into the sea while she leads you. She spoke the truth. You notice that you can breathe easily underwater. Here you are underwater and already you discover the beauty of the seabed. The sun's rays pass through the water and bring light. It's magnificent. You are very happy and you enjoy this beautiful aquatic landscape. The mermaid lets go of your hand and shows you how to swim like a fish. You do as she does and follow her without any difficulty. Here she is taking you to rocks like on the beach and you discover that under the sea, there are things like on land. You see that the fish love to hide and play in the rocks. Just like you. Here, there are clownfish. They are yellow and white and have fun hiding in the hollows of the rocks. Then suddenly come out and seem to laugh as if they had played a good joke. Pink shrimp, big and small, play with them. The mermaid encourages you to approach them and watch them. It is magnificent. A bit like dancing under the sea and in the rocks. You enjoy this spectacle offered by the clownfish and shrimp. Now, with a heart full of joy, you discover oysters on the rocks. One of them is wide open and offers you a magnificent pearl. You accept this magnificent gift that you can take back with you. Now here are some magnificent starfish. She smiles at you and greets you. A little surprised to see you there. The mermaid takes you a little further and there you discover a sweep of school of fish of all colors. It is magical. Some fish even seem fluorescent. There are all the colors you know. The fish are there. They seem to float gracefully. Together, it creates shapes. It's as if it's dancing for you. You feel an immense pleasure in your heart. You enjoy being there, seeing how beautiful the seabed is. And in the middle of all this, seaweed comes and goes, corals shine and colorful sea flowers open and close like fireworks. It's like a party. You watch the colors and shapes with the mermaid who is happy to be your guide. Now, the mermaid draws your attention to some seahorses. They are slices of fish with miniature horse heads that are there. You now see sponges that inflate and deflate. Then a magnificent reef seems to fly in the sea. These fins are like wings, and you think that the stop is an underwater bird. The mermaid now takes you to see a huge whale that is taking care of her baby whale. She's playing. The little whale rubs against her mother, clings to her. It's beautiful to watch because you can feel the love between this mother and her baby. Finally, you discover a pirate-like ship deep in the water. It must have sunk a long time ago. You and the mermaid approach it and even go inside the captain's cabin. There's an open chest filled with gold coins. It's a forgotten treasure that's well protected deep in the ocean. Fish aren't interested in treasures. You'd like to take a gold coin back with you, but the mermaid stops you. You mustn't touch these old buried treasures, because if each child takes a coin, the treasure will disappear and this ship will lose all its charm. You understand, you accept, and you enjoy this magical place a little longer. Now, you get out of the boat and there it is again, very beautiful. The King of Mothers has organized a big party with all his people. And they are all there dancing, floating, having fun. The happy dolphins have also arrived and are doing somersaults. They come towards you laughing and gently nudge you with their snouts to show you how happy they are that you are there. It is a celebration of colors and shapes, and you can feel that they are very happy, like a big family having fun. You watch this celebration, it makes you very happy. You two take the time to have a little fun with them before going back up. and slowly, calmly, it is time to go back up to the surface. You wave goodbye to all this underwater world and you grab the mermaid's tail. She quickly pulls you up, following a ray of light. There you are on the surface of the water. Then on the beach, you find yourself back in the terrestrial world of humans. They are there and enjoying the water. The children are playing on the beach. You thank the mermaid. She takes you in her arms for a moment and kisses you gently. You had a good time moment together. She tells you that you can come back whenever you want. She will be there for you for a new journey into the depths of the sea. Now, you see her dive and disappear into the deep blue water. You are happy. You come back with images of this underwater life in your eyes. You are well. You slowly come out of your dream and you return to the awareness of your body. You move a little but take all the time you need. Come back only when you are ready, when it is the right time for you. It is time for me to leave to prepare a new adventure for you. I will see you very soon for a new journey, of course, if you feel like it. Goodbye.